Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. A bit of a throwback to the 80s there with the Motels and Suddenly Last Summer, actually from 1983, on 1FM live and local at 8 minutes past eight. And that song's actually, well, that artist anyway, was chosen by my guest who's here in the studio now. He's the Deputy Mayor of Greater Shepparton and he's also put his hand up to be an independent candidate for the federal seat of Nichols. Good morning, Rob Priestley.
Thank you so much, Terry. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for dropping by. I'm sure you are very busy at the moment, running your business and running a campaign. So maybe if we start at the beginning, as I said, you have put your hand up to be an independent candidate for the seat of Nichols. Now, that is our local federal seat. Obviously covers Greater Shepparton, but it covers quite a large area as well around Shepparton, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Terry. Just so before we jump in, I have just finished as being the Deputy Mayor.
Okay.
So Anthony Brophy has taken
on
that role.
Of course. I knew that.
Yeah, no worries.
Former Deputy Mayor, councillor.
Correct, councillor now, and Brophy will whack me if I don't make sure
I think he's probably going to whack me for what I just said, but anyway.
Yeah, no worries at all. So, Nichols, named after Pastor Sir Doug Nichols, who's from this region, and it covers the area from Gunbower, running across the river to Cobram, Yarrawonga, just the other side of Yarrawonga, and then skirts down inside Euroa and so forth, so they're not in the electorate, and includes Seymour, Broadford, Rochi, Rushi, Echuca, that sort of area, and Shepparton, obviously.
Okay, so we mentioned the council, which is, of course, a local government, and then we have the state government, which is held seat in state parliament is obviously held by the independent member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed. And we're talking about you contesting what is currently held by the Nationals member, Damien Drumm.
That's correct. So we're talking about federal politics and Damien Drumm as a member of the Nationals and whenever the upcoming election is, which will be sometime next year.
That's a question we were just talking off air then. You're saying your best guess might be May, but it could be as early as March that we will all be going to the polls.
Yeah, it's theoretically possible for even earlier than that, but it's unlikely we're going to see an election during campaigning during school holidays and things like that. So March and May are what the pundits are saying.
Okay, so I said that Damien Drumm currently holds the seat and he has told me on air here that he has been pre-selected to stand for the Nationals at the next federal election, but I'm hearing that he may not be from different people. What's your information on that?
I don't have any additional information. That's a decision for Damien and I can't really worry about that.
Decision for his party.
Yeah, and for his party, of course. So I'm just running my own race and concentrating on what I need to do to provide some vibrant competition for everybody. So there's some choices at the next election.
Yeah, you can say that, but obviously Damien is a factor because he's been he's been a member for some time and obviously a member of the Victorian Parliament before that for many years, and he's obviously reasonably well known having been in that space. I think sometimes, would you agree that you're coming up against not always the party but the person as well?
Yeah, to an extent. I've got no beef with Damien. I think he's worked hard for the electorate. I do have some concerns. Unfortunately, he sits in a minority in the National Party. So what that tends to mean is that the northern mining seats in the National Party dominate the policy. And that's really one of the key reasons that I am standing, is because I think often our voice is not heard, because ultimately if you're a member of a party, you vote along party lines. And unfortunately for our region, that often aligns with the needs and the wants of those northern mining communities, which don't align well with what I think we need here.
When you're talking about our voice not being heard, would an example of that be in relation to the Murray-Darling Basin Plan?
Absolutely. If you look at the Basin Plan, it's really not been good for the environment and it's not been good for the economy and for regional communities. So, you've got rivers being damaged in this area and a huge hit to our economy. and I'm really wanting to stand up for our community on that issue and make sure that other communities pay their fair share in terms of the water that needs to be recovered for the environment. And I'll absolutely be pushing for an update of the plan at the very least. And ultimately, I can't guarantee that I can deliver those things, but what I can guarantee is that I will speak for the community. I won't be smothered by a party. We'll absolutely vote for the interests of our community.
I think I've read that you have said that what you're sort of tapping into is a bit of a national mood for change. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, look, if you think about politics, and lots of people are not because they're frustrated and they're tired of it, and my view is we need a better conversation happening around a whole lot of things, and that needs to be something that is aspirational and not toxic and negative. The treatment of women, you know, the corruption allegations, these sorts of things. I think the community are just, they've had enough. And my view is that having people that are committed to their communities and just part of ordinary everyday lives, like I am, I've been here all my life running a business, that's the type of person we want in our parliament, not necessarily people that have come through the party ranks and are got perhaps different values or approaches to how they're solving problems.
To that point, can you tell us a bit about your background and your business, Rob?
Yeah, sure. Grew up out at Katandra West and have been here more or less my whole life, other than a few years away working when I was younger. And with my brother, I own Googe Linen and Garment Service. We're a laundry that is based in Maroopna, and we employ about 300 and something people in this area. And I love this region and what it's done for me and my family. I'm very grateful for it, and I really want to see it go on and kind of fulfill its potential, I suppose.
So what is your election strategy?
Yeah, right.
Look, big question.
It is. It's really hard because people are so tired and frustrated with politics. I want to get in front of them and have a chat. And so that's about anybody that's interested. If they can get 30 or 40 people together, I'm happy to meet and spend some time so that people have a sense of who I am and what I'm on about. And that's working really hard between now and the election, getting in front of people in the community, make sure that I'm writing regularly into the papers and so forth, so people can see what are the things that I'm interested and concerned about. And most of all, obviously in my daily life here, I'm listening and hearing things all the time, but you do operate in your own segment of the community, and I want to make sure that I broaden that out and I get to listen to what people's concerns and ideas are. So that's a very important part of it.
So recently we saw the establishment of the group Voices for Nichols, which is sort of following in the model of Voices for Indi and other groups which have elected independents to federal parliament. Yes, I think we've certainly seen that in Indi anyway, with Cathy McGowan and Helen Haynes. At this point, you're not backed by that Voices group. Would you like to be backed by that Voices group?
Yeah, so the Voices for Nichols are a little bit different in that they won't be selecting any candidate.
At any time.
That's my understanding, yeah. So I'm really supportive of the Voices for process. So what they're doing is having a whole series of these kitchen table conversations, which are about drawing out what I was talking about before, feedback from the community about what their priorities are and what's important. And that's available on their website. You can go and download it right now, which I've certainly done. And so I am using that information to help inform policy development and so forth. And my campaign style is very much in line with those community independent groups. And I've certainly had contact with the Indi campaign and others to understand how they're working those kitchen table conversations and other things. But as I say, the Voices for here is slightly different in that it won't necessarily endorse one candidate.
Okay. Why do you think they've gone that way?
That's probably a question for them, but it is a huge undertaking to operate it, and it's all volunteer work. And ultimately, you know, politics is a tricky business when you're living in the community, and potentially the idea of endorsing a candidate gets complicated in terms of, you know, maintaining your day job and all of that sort of stuff. So,
speaking of that, obviously there is a fair amount of support for the Nationals in this community, or for Conservative politics. I mean, they've, you know, the Conservative politicians have been returned time and time again. As a business person in the community, have you had any pushback, given that you're now standing against that tide a bit?
You can talk about sort of conservative and not conservative, but really most of the issues that are really important for the community, I don't think they work in that way. Like, you know, if you're a conservative or a progressive or whatever, it doesn't matter that you, someone is against corruption. I think that crosses party lines. As an example, if I am looking for a better result in the Murray-Darling Basin plan, that's not a conservative or progressive issue. So most of the things that I think are important for our community don't run along those lines. I'm a centrist in my natural kind of outlook, but I'm absolutely, you know, got all of that 25 years of operating a business and understanding those conservative values, and I come from a very conservative community. So
you wouldn't describe yourself as conservative per se, though?
No, well, I think it's a bit mixed up. If you say what's a conservative today and what it was 15 years ago, like, you know, Trumpism and popularism and all of that, it has mixed up a little bit what those labels mean. So I'm trying to stay away from that and talk about the issues and explain how I stand on the issues, rather than to put a sticker on it and then immediately half the audience doesn't want to talk about the issue. They just want to talk about whether they barrack for that sticker or not. And that's, I don't think that's helping anyone. We've actually got to solve this stuff. And so I can talk about the issues and how we're going to try and tackle them as a community. So,
okay, we are running out of time, but I'm sure we haven't heard the last from you in this campaign, Robin. We will hopefully get a chance to talk as it goes on. But just quickly before I let you go, we haven't talked much about the issues. We've touched on the Murray-Darling Basin plan. Just a quick snapshot of your other priorities.
So I think if you think about this region, we're really exposed in a climate change sense. So agriculture is our big driver and it's going to be hurt by climate change. There's a $20 billion fund that has been negotiated to be invested to try and transition for climate change. That's not going to go to safe seats. We are amongst the safest seats in the country. So it's really important for our community that we've got someone advocating for the huge opportunities for things like bioenergy in this region. That's a great generator of jobs and activity. I think there's so many things that we can be doing to help that transition to net zero, and I'm really keen to make sure that we're not dragged to it kicking and screaming. We get to it early and we get to participate in the opportunities, because inevitably there's going to be costs with net zero, and I want to make sure that we get some of the benefits as well. So that's right at the top of the tree for me.
Okay. As I said, I'm sure we will hear more from what you would plan to do during the election campaign. But it's good to introduce you to our listeners in a different sense. They may have heard you before, but perhaps not since you launched your campaign. All the best, and thank you very much for your time this morning. The independent candidate for the federal seat of Nicholls, and not the deputy mayor anymore, the councillor for Greater Shepparton City Council. So, by the way, if you were elected, would we have to have a council election for your spot, or the next person come up?
Then they go and do a count back, as I understand it, Terry, and
okay.
The next person comes
up. Who is that? Is that Dinny?
There's been some talk that it might be Dinny, but
might be coming back.
That you don't actually know until they run the computer. So,
okay. But of course, a lot of work to do between now and then. And,
absolutely.
Of course, that outcome is by no means assured, which I'm sure you're under no illusions about.
Yes, so. It's a big job, so working hard. And thanks so much for having me in, Terry.
Thanks for your time this morning, Rob.
We live in a great country, in great local communities, like yours. But did you know 1 in 6 Australian children live in poverty? Through no fault of their own, right here, there are children living in poverty every day, deprived of what they need to keep up in school, and struggling to learn, many give up on their education. Donate to the Smith family and give the extra learning support every local child deserves to fulfil their potential. Search the Smith family.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Gift giving is a breeze when you drop into Focus Cards and Gifts, Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall, right in the centre of Shepparton. There's a great range of gifts, cards, wrap and the trimmings you'll need to make your gift look great, all in the one spot. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram or Google us to keep up with the latest gift ideas. Drop in soon and say g'day. We're a friendly bunch. Join our rewards club for great benefits. We accept ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Call us on 58211 813. We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699 or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405, or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.